Will you please turn to Exodus?
请我们翻开出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 8.
出埃及记第八章。
Just one verse, the first verse.
只是第一节。
Exodus chapter 8, verse 1.
出埃及记第八章第一节。
And Jehovah said to Moses, Go unto Pharaoh, and say unto him, Thus says Jehovah, Let my people go, that they may serve me.
耶和华吩咐摩西说，你进去见法老，对他说，耶和华这样说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
The Gospel according to John.
约翰福音
Chapter 14.
第十四章
Verse 6.
第六节。
Jesus said to him, I'm the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father unless by me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And finally, the book of Acts.
最后，我们看《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 27.
《使徒行传》第二十七章
，verse 23，
第二十三节
，Acts 27:23，
《使徒行传》二十七章二十三节
，For that angel of the God, whose I am, and whom I serve, stood by thee by night.
因为我所属所侍奉的神他的侍者昨夜站在我旁边说
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有一点的祷告
Dear Lord, how we praise and thank thee
亲爱的主我们感谢仰望你
That we may gather together unto thy name
我们奉你的名聚在你的跟前
Thou hast promised us.
你应许我们
Where two or three are gathered together unto my name.
两三个人奉你的名聚集
There am I in the midst of them.
你就在我们当中
Dear Lord, by faith we know that thou art here.
凭着信心我们知道你在这里
And we are all standing on holy ground.
我们都站在圣地
Lord, we want to remove our shoes.
我们要脱去我们的鞋
Standing in the position of thy bond slave
我们站在做奴仆的地位上
And we want to hear what thou hast to say to us
我们要听你向我们说的话
Speak, Lord, thy servants hear it
主，请说，仆人们静听
We are tired of hearing human voices
我们实在听了太多人的话
We are longingOnly for thy own voice.
我们渴慕听到你的声音。
Pray, O Lord, that thou will appear thyself to us.
我们求你向我们显现。
Thou will speak directly to our inner being.
你直接向我们里面的人说话。
And take us out of ourselves.
救我们脱离我们自己。
That we may be filled with thy own precious self.
我们让你来充满我们。
May thy name be honored and glorified at this hour.
愿这个时刻你的名得着荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We want to thank the Lord for gathering us together this time.
我们感谢主，这一次我们能有这样的聚集。
Every time when God's people are so gathered,
每一次当神的儿女们如此的聚集
I always feel that it is the precious gift of God.
我实在觉得这是神给我们最宝贵的恩典。
We are all living at the end of the last days.
我们都是住在这末后最末了的时刻。
We know that our Lord is coming soon.
我们知道我们的主很快就来。
As a matter of fact,
实际上,
He can come at any moment.
他每一个时刻都可以来。
And yet He is so gracious to us.
他是那样对我们蛮有恩典。
Still give us some opportunity.
还给我们一点的机会。
That we may be prepared and ready for Himself.
让我们能够预备好来迎接他。
So I do feel that it is the special grace of God.
我实在觉得这是神给我们特别的恩典。
That we are having such a time together.
我们有这样聚集的时间。
And our prayer is.
我们的祷告乃是。
That this time will not be spent in a wrong way.
我们这一次，我们实在能够珍惜这样的时间。
That during this period.
在这段时刻的里面,
that our hearts are ready to meet our Lord Himself.
我们的心能够预备好迎接我们的主。
That He will ready us for Himself.
他为他自己预备我们这些人。
That it will not be a time wasted.
我们不会浪费这一次的时间。
It will be a time that we all will be taken up, as it were, to the third heaven.
我们这次都能够好像被提到三层天那样。
That we may hear Him, we may see Him.
我们能够听到他的声音, 我们能够看见他。
We may be filled by Him.
我们让他来充满我们。
And we may bow down and worship Him.
我们俯伏敬拜他。
So this is a very precious time.
这实在是宝贵的时刻。
And I do hope that all brothers and sisters.
我实在愿意所有的弟兄姊妹们,
we'll lay aside every thought,
你放下你所有的心思,
and open our hearts to the Lord.
向主打开你的心,
we do not want to hear any human voice.
我们不愿意听到人的声音,
we are tired of it.
我们实在, 哦, 不愿意听, 听得太多了。
We want to hear what the Lord has to speak to us.
我们愿意听到主要向我们说的话。
I suppose all brothers and sisters know.
我相信所有的弟兄姊妹都知道。
That this is a conference on service.
这是一个侍奉的特会。
In other words,
换句话说,
such conference has a specific purpose.
这个特会有一个特别的目的。
It is not a general conference.
不是一般性的特会。
It is not just a conference for the advancement of Christian life.
不光光是叫我们基督徒生命有一点的成长。
Of course, life and service are closely related.
当然，生命与侍奉是不能分开的。
But our emphasis is on service.
但是我们的重点乃在侍奉。
Now some brothers and sisters may feel,
有的弟兄姊妹可能感觉到,
if it is a conference or service,
如果是侍奉的特会,
now who are included?
那谁能够被包括在其中呢?
Are those who are so-called full-time workers?
难道就是为那些全时间的工人吗?
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
so at the very outset,
所以在一开始的时候,
I want to make it clear,
我愿意, 很清楚地讲明,
such conference of service,
这样的侍奉特会,
is not for any specific people,
不是为了一些特别的人物,
it is for all who are redeemed by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
是为了所有蒙主宝血救赎的人。
So far as service is concerned,
讲到侍奉,
there is no difference between those who are so-called full-time workers.
对于那些所谓全时间侍奉的人跟一般的基督徒没有分别。
Every redeemed child of God,
每一个被救赎神的儿女,
is supposed to serve God,
都应该侍奉神,
and not only serving God, but serve full time.
不单只侍奉神, 而且是全时间的侍奉。
Whatever your profession may be,
不管你的职业是什么。
Your profession is an avocation.
你的职业只是你的一个副业。
Your real vocation is serving God.
你真正的天职乃是侍奉神。
Because this is the teaching of the Word of God.
因为这是神话语的教导。
You remember that in the Old Testament,
你记得在旧约的里面，
when God sent Moses to Egypt to deliver the children of Israel,
当神差派摩西从埃及把以色列人带出来，
He sent Moses to Pharaoh,
他差摩西去见法老，
and said, "Let my people go."
他说，容我的百姓去。
You know, the children of Israel were slaves in the land of Egypt.
你知道以色列的百姓在埃及做奴隶。
And God was going to redeem them out of Egypt.
神要救他们脱离埃及。
But God's challenge to Pharaoh was,
神对法老的挑战乃是，
Let my people go.
容我的百姓去。
Why?
为什么？
Why is it that God wants his people to be freed?
为什么神叫他的百姓得自由呢？
There is only one reason for it.
只有一个原因。
And the reason is that they may serve me.
原因乃是好侍奉我。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
we know that when God created man,
我们知道当神造人的时候，
He created man according to his image after his likeness.
他乃是照着他的形象跟样式来造人。
Why is it so?
为什么如此呢？
In all creation,
在所有的创造当中，
man is very special.
人是非常的特殊。
God created the heavens and the earth.
神创造天地。
And God created all the beings in our earth.
神造一切的活物在地上。
God even created angels.
神也创造了天使。
But God never created anything in his own image.
但神从来没有照着他的形象来造。
After his likeness.
也没有照着他的样式来造。
Man is the only creation that is created in this wonderful way.
只有人是唯一被造，是在这样的奇妙的样式里面造。
Now the question is,
现在的问题乃是，
Why did God create man in such special way?
为什么神用这样特殊的方法来造人？
Because God wants man to serve him.
因为神要人侍奉他。
God wants man to have his life.
神要人有他的生命。
That he may be able to fulfill God's purpose in creating him.
让人在被造的当中能够达到他的目的。
So we remember in Genesis,
我们记得在创世纪里面，
after God created man,
当神造人之后，
he wants man to have dominion over all the things in heaven and on earth.
他要人有权柄来治理天地。
To subdue all things back to God.
能治理这地，叫他们归给神。
That God may be glorified.
叫神得着荣耀。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的，
our forefathers sinned against God.
我们的始祖犯罪得罪神。
And for this reason,
为了这样的缘故，
They were not able to fulfill God's purpose.
人不能够达到神的目的。
And that's the only reason why God redeemed us.
这是神为什么要救赎我们。
God redeemed us in order to restore us to what his intention is for us.
神的救赎乃是要恢复他起先在人身上的目的。
God wants us to serve his purpose.
神要我们去侍奉他的旨意。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
we need to remember this,
我们需要记得，
that we are redeemed not just for our enjoyment.
我们被救赎不是为我们自己的享受，
We thank God for that.
我们感谢神的救赎。
How he washed all our sins away.
他如何地洗净了我们一切的罪。
How he gave us his own life.
他如何地把他自己的生命给我们。
How he promised us that one day he will come and receive us to himself.
他还应许我们有一天要接我们到他那里去。
These are wonderful.
这实在是美好。
But there is something more.
但还有更多的。
God redeemed us not just for our own profit.
神救赎我们不光光是为我们的益处。
God redeemed us for himself.
神救赎我们是为了他自己。
God redeemed us for his glorious purpose.
神救赎我们为了他荣耀的旨意。
We are related to the eternal purpose of God.
因为我们是连接在神永远的旨意里面。
Do not think that we are redeemed just that we may be free to live for ourselves.
不要以为我们被救赎叫我们能够得着自由。
That is too low for God.
对神来讲，这是太低了。
God is a glorious God.
神是荣耀的神。
He has a glorious purpose for us.
他在我们身上有荣耀的旨意。
He has a glorious errand for us.
他有那荣耀的区域为了我们。
Now what is the eternal purpose of God?
神永远的旨意是什么呢？
Even before the foundation of the world,
在创世之前，
before God created anything,
神在创造万有之前，
the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们，
that's recorded in Ephesians chapter 1,
那是在以弗所第一章的里面，
even before there was time,
在时间之前，
God purposed a purpose in his own heart.
神在他心意的里面就定下了一个旨意。
And what is that purpose?
那个旨意是什么呢？
In Ephesians chapter 1 we are told,
在以弗所第一章那里告诉我们，
God's purpose is to sum up all things in Christ.
神的旨意乃是叫万有在基督里面同归于一。
God so loved his only begotten Son.
神那样爱他的独生子。
He wants the all creation to express his beloved Son.
他要一切的被造彰显他的爱子。
To sum up, to get up,
来能够总结在他儿子里面。
That everything will manifest the glory of his beloved Son.
让万有， 让一切都彰显他的爱子。
And at the same time,
同时，
he wants to have a church.
他要得着一个教会。
The body of Christ.
基督的身体。
To be the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
成为那充满万有者的丰满。
So this is the eternal purpose of God.
这是神永远的旨意。
And we are redeemed for that purpose.
我们被救赎是为了这一个目的。
I always feel,
我实在的感觉，
we are all need-oriented.
我们都是以自己的需要为中心。
Now, if we are need-oriented,
如果我们一直是为了自己的需要,
we are self-centered.
我们就是自我为中心。
You know, we want to be the center of the universe.
我们要成为宇宙的中心。
Everything just surrounds us.
一切都围绕着我们转。
Even God surrounds us.
连神都要围着我们转。
We need this, we need that.
我们需要这个， 我们需要那个。
And we want our God to supply all our needs.
我们要我们的神来供应我们一切的需要。
If he is a little bit slow in supplying us, we murmur.
如果他供应我们慢一点， 我们就发怨言。
And we even rebel against him.
我们甚至背逆他。
Because we are need-oriented.
因为我们是以 需要来着想。
And whenever you are need-oriented,
如果你是以需要为着想的人，
you are self-centered.
你是一个自我为中心的人。
But God wants us to be purpose-oriented.
但神要我们以他的旨意着想。
Now if we are purpose-oriented,
如果我们是以他旨意 为中心为着想的。
God is the center.
那神才是中心。
His will is the center.
他的旨意是中心。
And we are redeemed for that purpose.
我们救赎是为了这个目的。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
let us remember one thing.
让我们记住一件事。
That we are redeemed that we may serve God.
我们被救赎好侍奉神。
Our redeemed life is directly related to God's eternal purpose.
我们这个被救赎过来的生命是直接连上神永远的旨意。
This is not a small thing.
这不是一件小事。
This is a glorious, marvelous thing.
这是一个荣耀的、奇妙的事情。
So let us remember.
让我们记住。
That everyone who is redeemed of the Lord,
每一个被主所救赎过来的人，
we are to serve God.
我们要侍奉神。
This is God's purpose.
这是神的旨意。
And this should be our purpose.
这也应该是我们的目的。
So in other words,
换一句话说，
In this conference on service,
在这一次侍奉的特会中，
do not expect only for a few so-called full-time workers.
不要以为这只是为了那一部分全时间侍奉的工人。
They should hear what we are going to talk about.
他们应该听到我们要讲的。
I hope that every redeemed child of God here,
我愿意每一个被救赎的神的儿女们，
This conference is for you.
这个特会是为了你。
You are redeemed that you may serve God.
你被救赎好侍奉神。
You know when I was first saved,
当我刚蒙恩的时候，
That was in 1930.
那是1930年。
I was a youngster of 15 years old.
我是15岁的年轻人。
And thank God he saved me.
感谢神他拯救了我。
I was all under the burden of sin for a whole year.
我是在罪的重担下被压了一年。
I sought for God's salvation.
我寻找神的救恩。
And finally, His grace came upon me.
最后他的恩典临到我。
And after I was saved,
当我得救之后，
you know, during those days,
在那个时代，
when there was a conference, a revival conference,
那边有一些奋兴的特会，
the last day is always our consecration.
最后的一个晚上一定是讲到奉献。
And by consecration at that time,
那个时代他们讲的奉献，
it means that you offer yourself to God to be a full-time worker.
那就是说你要把自己奉献成为全时间的传道人。
At that time, consecration was not for all believers.
那个时代讲的奉献不是为了所有的信徒。
You consecrate yourself to God to be a Bible woman or a preacher.
你为了你奉献给神，要做一个讲圣经的姊妹，或者成为一个传道人。
So on that night, I remember.
我记得那个晚上。
They have a huge map of China hanging on the wall.
他们在墙上挂了一幅很大中国的地图。
And the preacher just said to us,
那个传道人对我们讲，
God so loved you.
神那么爱你们。
He has saved you by his son Jesus Christ.
他用他的儿子救赎过你们。
Now if you love him, you must serve him.
如果你们爱他，就应该侍奉他。
You can choose where you want to go to serve God.
你们可以选择你要去哪里侍奉神。
Now I was just saved.
我刚刚得救。
And as a young man,
作为一个年轻人，
you know what young men are.
你知道那时候的情况。
I was thinking.
我实在是这样想。
Thank God for saving me.
感谢神 拯救我。
Of course I want to serve him.
当然我要侍奉他。
Where should I go?
我要去哪里？
I want to go the furthest place.
我要跑到最远的地方。
The most difficult place.
最艰难的地方。
In order to show my love for God.
然后表示我对于神的爱。
So I march up to the platform.
所以我就冲到台上。
I point my finger on Mongolia.
我就把我的手指到蒙古。
Because at that time, Mongolia was to be the furthest place.In Chinese mind.
因为在那个时候在中国人的思想里面蒙古乃是最遥远的地方。
Was I real?
是我是真的吗?
I was real.
我实在是真诚的。
From that day on, I prepared myself to go to Mongolia.
从那个天开始我就预备自己去蒙古。
For a whole year, I gathered all the information about Mongolia.
在一年之久我就收集了所有关于蒙古的材料。
I prepared myself, one day I would be a missionary in Mongolia.
我就预备自己有一天我要去蒙古做宣教士。
I even refused to go to college.
我甚至拒绝上大学。
I say it was a waste of 4 years.
我觉得那是浪费时间。
I must go to a Bible school.
我要去念圣经学校。
To prepare myself for serving God.
我要预备自己来侍奉神。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
I hope you know better.
我希望你们比我认识的更清楚。
Because consecration is not just for those so-called full-time worker.
因为奉献不光光是为了那些全时间的工人。
Consecration is the duty of every redeemed child of God.
奉献乃是每一个被救赎神儿女们的职责。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1 told us.
罗马书十二章第一节那里告诉我们。
The apostle Paul said, I beseech you, brethren.
使徒保罗说，亲爱的弟兄，我劝你们。
Who are these brethren?
这些弟兄们是谁呢？
These brethren were those who have received Jesus.
这些弟兄们乃是他们接受耶稣的人
who have known the Lord Jesus.
他们认识主耶稣的人
He said, I beseech you, brethren.
所以说弟兄们所以我以神的慈悲劝你们
By the mercies of God, I beseech you.
我以神的慈悲劝你们
To present your bodies a living sacrifice.
将身体献上当作活祭
It is holy.
是神圣的，是圣洁的。
It is acceptable to God.
是神所喜悦的。
And it is our spiritual worship and reasonable service.
这是一个属灵的敬拜，是神所喜悦的旨意。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，First of all, I would like to clarify this matter.
首先，我要把这一点讲清楚。
Every redeemed child of God.
每一个被救赎的神的儿女们。
What is the purpose of your life?
你生命的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of your salvation?
你蒙救恩的目的是什么？
God's purpose is not that you may be free to do whatever you like.
神的目的不是叫你们得自由，喜欢做什么就做什么。
God's purpose is to restore you to what His purpose in creating you.
神的目的乃是恢复你们，恢复到他创造你们时候的目的。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，You are included.
你是被包括在这里面。
You are called to serve God.
你们蒙召来侍奉神。
This is your life vocation.
这是你一生的天职。
All the other vocations are avocations.
其他的只是你们的副业。
You must serve him whether you have another profession or not.
你侍奉他，你可能带着一些的职业。
If you are a student,
如果你是学生。
You serve God as a student.
你就一个学生的身份来侍奉神。
You study for God.
你为主而学习。
You study for the glory of God.
你为主的荣耀而学习。
If you are a housewife,
如果你是一个家庭主妇。
You serve in your house for the glory of God.
你在家里面服侍为了神的荣耀。
If you are a professor,
如果你是一个教授。
You teach for the glory of God.
你为了神的荣耀在那里教书。
In whatever profession you may be,
不管你在哪一个专业的里面。
Full time or not.
你是全时间或者不是全时间
I always say full-time worker is a misnomer
我常常说全时间的这个服侍这只是一个词汇而已
It is a wrong term
这个词汇有问题的
I often ask people a question
我经常问人这个问题
If you are not a full-time serving God
如果你不是全时间侍奉神的
Whom do you serve with the rest of your time?
那你其他的时间侍奉谁呀
On Sunday you serve God
星期天你侍奉神
On the weekdays you serve yourself
周一到周六你侍奉你自己
Even worse
更可怜的
You serve mammon
你侍奉马门呐、啊、
You serve the world.
你侍奉世界。
Do you think that we as Christians should live like that?
你觉得基督徒应该这样活吗
？I believe that all believers are full-time serving God.
我实在相信每一个信主的人都是全时间侍奉神的。
We eat for God. We drink for God.
我们为主吃，为主喝。
We live for God.
我们为主而活。
That's what Christians ought to be.
这是基督徒应该这样。
So, brothers and sisters, be ready.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你要预备好啊。
You are included.
你是包括在其中的。
What we are going to share with you is for you.
我们所要交通的是为了你。
Do not listen for other people.
不要替别人听到啊。
Listen for yourself.
为你自己听。
Now, will you please turn to Our theme verse.
我们现在翻开我们主题的经文。
That is John chapter 14, verse 6.
约翰十四章第六节。
Jesus said to him, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father unless by me.
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去
Sometimes we emphasize on the first part of this verse
很多时候我们只是注重在这一段圣经的头一半
It is true
这是真的
The Lord said I am the way the truth and the life
耶稣说我是道路真理生命
He not only has the way, but he is the way.
他不单只有路，他是路。
He not only has the truth, but he is the truth.
他不单只有生，有真理，他就是真理。
Not only he has life, but he is life.
不单只他有生命，他就是生命。
This is most important.
这是最重要的。
But we forget The latter part of this verse.
但是我们忘了后面一段的经文。
The Lord said, No one comes to the Father unless by me.
主说，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Why is it he is the way, the truth, and the life?
为什么他是道路、真理、生命呢？
He is the way, the truth, and the life because It is by him that we go to the Father.
他是道路、真理、生命，是因着借着他，我们才能够到父那里去。
If you are not going to the Father,
如果你不到父那里去
you don't need Christ as your way, as your truth, as your life.
你不需要基督做你的道路、真理、生命。
But if you want to have anything to do with your heavenly Father,
如果你真是要连上你的天父的话
If you want to know your father,
如果你要认识你的天父，
if you want to do your father's will,
如果你愿意行父的旨意，
if you want to live for your father,
如果你为了天父而生活，
there is only one way, one truth, and one life.
那只有一条道路，一个真理，一个生命，
and that is Christ himself.
就是基督自己。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
do you see that the way, the truth, and the life is for one purpose?
你看到吗？道路、真理、生命是为了一个目的。
That you may go to the Father.
你能够到父那里去。
What does it mean by go to the Father?
什么叫做到父那里去？
You remember our Lord Jesus.
你记得我们的主。
He came out of the Father and into this world.
他从父那里来，来到世上。
He lived 33 years and a half.
他在地上活了33年半。
He accomplished many things.
他在那里成就了许多事情。
He said many things.
他在那里说了许多的话。
He did many works.
他在那里做了许多的工。
But after he has finished all of these,
当他做成了这一切，
according to his father's will,
根据父的旨意，
now he returned to the Father.
他就回到父那里去。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
the only way we can go to the Father,
我们能够到父那里去的唯一一条路，
the only way we can fulfill all our Father's will,
那唯一能够我们完成父旨意的那条路，
it is through Jesus Christ,
乃是借着耶稣基督。
There is no other way, no other truth, and no other life.
没有其他的道路，没有其他的真理，没有其他的生命。
Now if we want to apply this to service,
如果我们愿意用这一点来讲到侍奉，
it is very clear that in so-called Christian service,
讲到基督徒的侍奉，
it has to be Christ-centered.
一定要以基督为中心。
It has to be Christ the way, Christ the truth, and Christ the life.
一定是基督是道理，是真理，基督是道路，基督是生命。
Now look at the Christian world today.
你看到今天基督教的世界，
there are so much work, so much so-called Christian services are going on.
你看到有那么多基督教的所谓的侍奉。
But how much of the service or work that is called by the name of Christian has Christ as the way, the truth, and life?
但是有多少这些基督教的侍奉，基督教的工作，是根据基督做道路，做真理，做生命的呢？
There are so many so-called Christian works.
有那么多所谓基督教的工作，
but they are more need oriented than purpose oriented.
但这些都是为了人的需要，而不是为了神的旨意。
They are to meet human needs.
这就是为了满足人的需要，
instead of meet the need of God.
而不是为了神的需要。
I remember very clearly,
我记得非常清楚。
When I was in college,
当我读大学的时候，
nearby was a gospel hospital.
在我旁边有一个福音医院。
And there was a famous doctor.
那里有一个出名的医生。
He was a missionary from the States.
他是从美国来的宣教士。
Dr. Snell.
是史奈尔医生。
He was a very famous surgeon.
他是一个很出名的外科大夫。
And people from all over came to ask him for surgery.
人从各处跑来请他动手术。
Before he died,
他离世以前，
he called his children to him.
他把他的孩子们叫来。
He said,
他说，
I serve very faithfully as a surgeon.
我很忠心地做外科大夫。
I took care of many people's bodies.
我实在照顾了许多人，医治了他们的身体。
But I felt that I failed as a missionary.
但是, 作为一个宣教士, 我失败。
I failed to preach Christ.
我没有传扬基督。
When I was curing people's body,
当我在那里医治人的身体的时候,
I should pay special attention to their soul situation.
我应该多注重他们灵魂的光景。
But I was so busy doing these things.
但是我太忙碌了来治病。
I neglected.
我忽略了他们的灵魂需要。
My real mission, my real duty.
我真正的职责。
So he told his children,
所以他对他的孩子们讲,
Return to the States
你们回美国去,
and came back as missionaries to China.
回来到中国只做宣教士,
and really preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
来这里传扬耶稣基督的福音吧。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
when we look at so-called Christian works today,
当我们看到今天所谓基督教的工作,
many have degenerated into social work.
其很多都降到一个地步, 只是做社会的工作,
For instance, YMCA.
好像青年会,
When YMCA was first started,
讲到青年会一开始的时候,
The purpose was to bring people to Christ.
他们的目的乃是要把人带到主的跟前。
It was a marvelous work in the old days.
在一开始, 那实在是一个美好的事工。
People like D.L. Moody, they were all involved in it.
穆迪, 他们都是参与这个侍奉的。
But what is YMCA today?
那今天男青年会是怎么回事?
He was doing a good work.
他们是做不错好的工。
But it is not done by Christ.
但不是借着主来做。
It is not done for Christ.
也不是为了主来做。
It has become a social work.
就成为一个社会的工作。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
not only so,
不单止如此,
but even meetings, Christian meetings,
甚至一些基督徒的聚会,
have failed to really minister to Christ.
他们实在那里没有侍奉神。
Many so-called Christian meetings are ministering to the needs of the people.
今天很多所谓基督教的聚会是为了人的需要。
And they are not doing all these things by the life of Christ.
他们不是借着基督的生命来服侍。
They use human methods.
他们用人的方法。
They try to use human ways to attract people.
他们用人的方法来吸引人来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
they are using their human power and energy.
他们是用人的能力来工作。
Because spiritual work can only be done by the Spirit of God.
因为属灵的工作只有借着神的灵才能够做。
So we see that there are so many so-called Christian works or services.
所以我们看到今天有那么多所谓基督教的工作或者侍奉。
They have lost their real purpose.
他们已经失掉了他们真正的目的。
So we need to return to the Word of God.
所以我们需要
Now, will you please turn again to Acts chapter 27?
我们再翻到《使徒行传》27章。
I believe you all know the story.
我相信你们都记得这件故事。
Paul as a prisoner of Rome.
保罗，这个罗马的囚犯。
He was sent to Rome to be judged by Nero.
他是要 给送到罗马受尼禄的审判。
And on the way they met a storm.
在路上他们遇到大风暴。
And the storm was so heavy.
那个风暴实在太大了。
That people were so, they threw away everything on the boat.
他们把所有的货物东西都扔下海。
For many days they didn't drink or eat.
许多天他们 不吃不喝。
So finally, Paul, the prisoner, he stood up.
所以最后这个囚犯他站起来说
in verse 21,
第二十一节告诉我们
and when they had been a long while without taking food, Paul then standing up in the midst of them say, ye ought, O man, to have hearkened to me, and not have made sail from Crete, and have gained this disaster and loss.
众人多日没有吃什么，保罗就出来站在他们中间说，诸位，你们本该听我的话，不离开格米底，免得遭这样的伤损破坏。
And now I exhort you to be of good courage, for there shall be no loss at all of life of any of you, only of the ship.
现在我还劝你们放心，你们的性命一个也不失丧，唯独失丧这船。
Verse 23,
第二十三节。
For an angel of the God, whose I am, and whom I serve, stood by me this night.
因我属所侍奉的神，他的使者昨夜站在我旁边。
We will emphasize those two phrases.
我们在这里要着重这两句话。
Whose I am and whom I serve.
我所属我所侍奉的神。
Before we can talk about service,
当我们还没有讲到侍奉之前,
there is one thing that is important.
有一点是非常的重要。
We need to know whose I am.
我们需要知道我属于谁。
You know, there is a difference between so-called work and service.
你知道工作跟侍奉是有分别的。
When you think of work,
当你想到工作的时候,
you have the work itself in view.
你就想到工作本身。
How can I do a good work?
我如何把这个工作做好?
How can I make that work successful?
我如何叫这个工作成功?
But when you are thinking of service,
当你想到侍奉,
you are thinking of the one whom you serve.
你要想到你所侍奉的那一位。
So you have the person in view.
所以你就想到那一位。
It is not impersonal.
不是不个人的。
It is not mechanical.
这不是机械化的。
It is living because...You are serving a person.
这是活的，因为你侍奉那一位。
So we, what is Christian service?
所以讲到什么是基督徒的侍奉。
Christian service is more than a work.
基督徒的侍奉不光光是工作。
Christian service is different from the other services.
基督徒的侍奉跟其他的侍奉都不一样。
Because our emphasis is not on the work itself.
因为我们的着重点不是工作本身。
It's not a technical thing.
不是这些技术上的事情。
Our emphasis on the person whom we serve.
我们注重的乃是我们侍奉的那一位。
So before we can serve God,
所以当我们侍奉神之前
There's one prerequisite
有一个预先的要求
And the prerequisite is whose I am
那第一个要求乃是我属于谁
People who are not redeemed they cannot serve
没有被救赎的不能侍奉
When the children of Israel were in Egypt they were slaves
当以色列人在埃及他们是奴隶
They were under heavy works.
他们是在极大的劳苦底下。
They were under oppression.
他们在那里被压迫。
They cry unto God.
他们向神呼求。
So God sent Moses to save them.
所以神就差摩西来拯救他们。
They were created to serve God.
他们被造是为了侍奉神。
But now because they have fallen.
现在他因着他们堕落了。
They were slaves in Egypt.
他们在埃及是做奴隶。
They could not even live for themselves.
他们不能够为他们自己而活。
Not to say to live for God.
更不能够说他们为神而活吧。
They live for Pharaoh.
他们是为法老而活。
And their cry came unto God.
所以他们就呼求临到神的跟前。
So God sent Moses to go there to redeem them.
所以神就差派摩西去救赎拯救他们。
And I believe we all know the story.
所以我们都知道这个故事。
On that Passover night,
在逾越节的晚上
，When God was going to destroy all the firstborn in Egypt.
神在那里要杀一切埃及首生的。
The children of Israel, they had to have a lamb.
神，以色列的百姓，他们需要有一只羔羊。
And they will slay that lamb.
他们要杀羔羊。
And put the blood on the mantle of the door.
把羔羊的血抹在门楣上。
And the whole family will eat the Passover lamb within the house.
他们全家要在屋内。吃逾越节的羔羊
Because at midnight,
因为当午夜的时候
The angel of destruction would pass through the whole land of Egypt
灭命的天使就通过了整个的埃及
And when he see the blood
当他看到了血
On the door and doorpost
在门框门楣上
He would pass over
他就越过这一家
If there was no blood
如果那家没有血
He would go in and destroy the firstborn
他就进入那家杀头生的
Whether of man or beast
不管是人或者是畜生
So it is through the blood of the Passover lamb
乃是借着逾越节羔羊的血
That the children of Israel were saved
以色列的百姓得拯救
But when they were saved
当他们被拯救
Not just save and stay in Egypt
他们被拯救不光光是要留在埃及被拯救
If they stay on
如果他们仍然留在那里
They will still be enslaved
他们仍然是做奴隶
They had to cross the Red Sea and out of Egypt
他们要过红海出埃及
This we find recorded in Exodus chapter 12.
我们在出埃及记十二章那里。
But when you come to chapter 13,
但是当你到了出埃及记十三章的时候
，That is to say, after they were saved by the Passover lamb.
也就是说，当他们被逾越节的羔羊拯救之后
，What happened?
有事情发生。
If you read chapter 13 of Exodus,
如果你读出埃及记十三章的时候
，The first thing was,
头一件事乃是
，All the firstborn must be presented to God.
所有头生的都要献给神。
Because during the Passover night,
因为在逾越节的晚上
，All the firstborn were supposed to be killed.
所有头生的应该被杀。
And the firstborn represents the whole family.
因为头生的就代表了全家。
Now, since they were redeemed,
因为他们被救赎。
What happened?
什么事情发生?
They were redeemed for God.
他们被救赎为了归给神。
So every firstborn must be presented to God.
所以每一个头生的都应该献给神。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Do we understand this?
我们明白这里讲的吗
？If we apply to ourselves,
如果这个讲到我们自己的时候
，How are we delivered from that terrible death?
我们如何的被拯救脱离那极大的死亡呢
？It is through the blood of our Lord Jesus.
乃是借着我们主耶稣基督的宝血。
He is the Lamb of God who takes away all sin.
他是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
But after we are delivered,
当我们被拯救过来之后
，God has a right to our life.
神在我们生命的里面有主权。
He has the right to say that you belong to Him.
他有主权说你我们是属于他的
So by the right of God dear brothers and sisters
所以因着神的主权亲爱的弟兄姊妹
None of us who are redeemed belong to ourselves anymore
我们这些所有 被救赎的不再属乎我们自己。
We all belong to him.
我们都属于他。
Because he has bought us with a price.
因为他为我们出了赎价。
He even used his own blood to buy us.
他用他的宝血买赎我们。
So by right, you belong to God.
从主权上来讲，你是属于神的。
Then you remember how God took them to Mount Sinai.
我们知道神如何的把他们带到西乃山。
And God said, I brought you to myself as on eagle's wing.
神说，我带你们如在鹰的翅膀上把你们带过来。
Now why does God bring them to himself?
为什么神把他们带到自己的跟前？
He said, if you keep my covenant and you keep my law,That you will be my people, and I will be your God.
你们若守我的律法，遵守我的典章，你们就是我的民，我就是你们的神。
So God gave them the Ten Commandments.
所以神就把十诫给了他们。
Now why did God give them Ten Commandments?
为什么神把十诫颁给他们？
To make them His people.
让他们做我的百姓。
That is in Exodus chapter 20.
这乃是在出埃及记第二十章。
Then you read chapter 21.
你再读到二十一章。
After the law was given.
当神颁布了律法。
What is the ordinance or the judgment of God for his people?
那神对他百姓的典章跟审判是什么呢？
The first thing you find in chapter 21.
所以在二十一章同一件你看到的。
If a Hebrew was sold to another Hebrew.
一个希伯来人给卖给另外一个希伯来人做奴隶。
He will serve his master for 6 years.
他必服侍他的主人六年。
On the 7th year, he can go free.
第七年他可以自由。
Now if the master gave him a wife,
如果他的主人给他一个妻子，
and they have children,
他们也有个孩子。
So after the 6 years,
所以过了六年之后，
that bond slave should be free,
这个奴隶奴仆应该是得自由的。
He can go free,
他可以自由地离去。
But the Bible said,
但圣经告诉我们，
If this bond slave said, I love my master,
像若这奴仆说我爱我的主人，
I love my family,
我爱我的妻子儿女，
I do not want to go free,
我不愿意自由出去，
I'm willing to be your slave for life,
我愿意一生都做你的奴仆。
That is called love slave,
这里是讲到爱的奴仆。
Then what happened?
那怎样做呢？
He will be taken to the judge,
他就给带到审判官那里。
To show that this is something real, not forced,
就看到这是他自愿的，不是被逼的。
And then he will take to the door of the master,
也就到主人的门框那里。
And this Hebrew bond slave's ears will be pierced.Hollowed out to the door.
所以他这个希伯来的奴仆的耳朵就在门那里给打穿过。
And that pierced ear is the symbol of a bond slave for life.
那个穿他的耳朵乃是对一个奴仆一生做奴仆的一个记号。
This is called love slave.
这是讲到爱的奴仆。
Now dear brothers and sisters, when you apply it to us today,
弟兄姊妹，当我们把这一个应用在我们的身上，
By the right of redemption, we belong to God.
因着神救赎的主权，我们是属于神的。
He can demand our life.
他可以要求我们把生命献给他。
We do not belong to ourselves.
我们不再属乎我们自己。
We do not live for ourselves.
我们不应该再为自己而活。
We do not serve ourselves anymore.
我们不再侍奉自己。
But our God,
我们的神
is the God of mercy and grace.
他是蛮有恩典怜悯的神。
He does not want to deal with us according to law.
他不要按着律法来待我们。
He does not want to force us in any way.
他不要强迫我们。
He set us free.
他释放我们，叫我们得自由。
And then he leaves to us to decide.
他要我们自己来决定
whether we want to serve him for life or not.
我们要不要一生来侍奉他。
That reminds me of a story I heard when I was young.
这就叫我想起我年幼的时候听到的故事。
You know, in America in the old days.
因为在美国在以前的时候。
Because of the large plantation.
因为那地非常的广大。
So they have slaves.
所以他们就需要有一些的奴隶。
Slaves came from Africa.
所以从非洲就引了很多的
黑奴。And then there would be auction place.
所以在那里就有拍卖黑奴的地方。
And when these slaves would be auctioned by people.
当这些人在那里拍卖这些奴隶的时候。
And the story was,
这个故事乃是这样说。
There was a little girl.
那里有一个小女孩。
He was put on the auction box.
她给放在拍卖桌上。
And people began to gather and to auction.
所以那些人就来投标。
And of course the little girl was weeping.
当然这个小女孩在那里哭泣。
But secretly she will raise her eyes to see, now who are those people who are auctioning?
她就偷偷地看看是什么人在那里要买我。
Because she know,After she was auctioned, she would belong to that master.
因为她知道，她给拍卖之后，她就属于那个主人了。
Whether she will have a difficult life or a better life, it depends on who auctioned her.
她前面的一生是根据谁买她。
People began to raise the price.
所以人就在那里来拍卖。
Finally, another man came in.
后来有一个人进来。
He put the highest bid.
他投的价钱最高
and he got her.
所以他就买了她
but after he got her
当他买了她之后
he asked an iron smith to come and break the chain
他就叫一个铁匠把他的锁链打碎
then he told the little girl
然后这个买了她的主人对小女孩说
I bought you in order to free you
我买了你为了叫你得释放
you can go free.
你可以自由地离去
and he turned around and began to walk away.
然后他就转过头来走开
this little girl was so amazed.
这个小女孩觉得非常的惊讶
but after a little while she woke up.
过了一会她醒过来了
so she ran after that man.
所以她跑到那个人的跟前
and she said I'm willing.To be your slave forever.
他说我愿意永远做你的奴仆。
This is the way that God deals with us.
这是神今天要这样的待我们。
This is why, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，这是为了什么？
You who have been redeemed by the Lord,
你们被主救赎过来。
You still can live for yourself.
你们为什么仍然可以为你们自己而活呢？
You still free to do whatever you want to do.
你们可以自由地做你们愿意做的事情呢？
But,
但是
if the love of Christ constrains,
如果基督的爱激励你们，
then what will you do?
你们要做什么？
You will like the slave girl run after your master and say, I love you.I want to serve you.
你就要像这个奴隶的小女孩跑到她主人的跟前说我愿意一生侍奉你我愿意做你的奴仆。
Will you remember our Lord Jesus?
你记得我们的主耶稣
When he came into this world,
当他来到这个世上的时候
In Philippians chapter 2 we are told,
在腓立比第二章那里告诉我们
He was equal with God.
他本来与神同等
He had the form of God.
他本有神的样式
And this is not something that he grasped at.
但他不与神同等为强夺
But he emptied himself.
反倒虚己
And took the form of a bond slave.
取了奴仆的形象
having the fashion of a man,
成为人的样式,
and he was obedient unto death.
他就存心顺服以至于死,
even the death of the cross.
且死在十字架上。
You remember in Psalm 40,
你记得在诗篇第40篇里面,
and there in verse 6,
第40篇第6节,
That is a prophecy about our Lord Jesus.
这乃是讲到主耶稣的预言。
In verse 6,
第6节,
Sacrifice and oblation thou didst not desire, ears hast thou prepared me, burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not demanded.
祭物和礼物你不喜悦, 你已经开通了我的耳朵, 燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。
Behold, then said I, Behold, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me.
那时我说, 看啊, 我来了, 我的事在书卷上已经记载了。
To do thy good pleasure, my God, is my delight, and thy law is within my heart.
我的神啊, 我乐意照你的旨意行, 你的律法在我心里。
It is not the burnt offering or the sacrifices.
不是燔祭或赎罪祭。
God wants our ear.
神要得着我们开通的耳朵。
In order to serve God,
叫我们才能够侍奉他。
The most important thing is the ear.
最重要的乃是耳朵。
Why is it so?
为什么?
Because you have to have the ear to hear what the Master said.
因为你们要有耳朵才能够听到主人的话。
It is not that you serve him in your own way.
不是照着你们的方法来侍奉他。
You serve him what you think is the best.
不要以为你以为最好的方法来侍奉他。
In order to serve God, you have to have a pierced ear.
要侍奉神, 一定要有穿过的耳朵。
Why is it pierced to the doorpost?
为什么把耳朵穿在门上?
Because on the doorpost there was blood.
因为在门框那里有血。
We are redeemed by right.
我们都是因着他的主权被救赎。
And now we offer ourselves willingly to be pierced.
所以我们就把自己献上, 甘心地被穿上。
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们,
Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
如果今天你听了他的声音, 你就不在心里刚硬。
In Revelation, to every church it says, He that has ear, let him hear what the Spirit say to the churches.
在启示录对每一个教会说, 凡有耳的, 就应当听。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
First of all, we need to know whose we are.
首先,我们要知道我们是属于谁的。
And if we know whose we are,
如果我们知道我所属的,
then the next thing to do,
然后,
is to pierce our ears.
然后我们才说,我们的耳朵要被穿在 门框上。
This is the life of our Lord Jesus when he was on earth.
我们主在地上时候的生活。
And this should be the life of all the redeemed as long as we live on this earth.
这也是我们这些被救赎的人在地上过的生活。
So, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Do we know whose we are?
我们知道我们属于谁吗?
Unfortunately, we forgot.
很可惜,我们忘掉了。
We become our own master.
我们自以为主。
But do not forget.
不要忘记。
He has redeemed us.
他救赎了我们。
Even though he does, he did set us free.
虽然他释放我们，叫我们有了自由。
We have the opportunity to live for ourselves.
我们有机会为自己而生活。
But is it the right way?
但应该这样吗？
We should serve the one who redeemed us.
我们应该侍奉那拯救我们的。
We need to have our ears all pierced.
我们需要我们的耳朵都给穿透。
The ladies may not know why they pierced their ear.
那些女士们不知道为什么她们要穿耳朵。她们以为是为了漂亮。
But remember, your ears are pierced. You belong to Christ.
请记得，你们的耳朵是给扎过，是属于神的。
So finally,
最后
，I love a motto.
我很喜欢一个格言。
And I would like to share it with you.
我愿意跟你们来分享。
As a matter of fact, I have it hung in my house.
我把这一个座右铭，这个格言呢，挂在我的家里面。
That it may remind me again and again.
就一直还提醒我。
And the motto runs this way.
这个座右铭，这个格言是这样说。
God pays more attention to what we are than what we do.
神注重我们所是的过于我们所做的。
In other words,
换句话说，
humanly speaking, when you are doing something,
从人来讲，当你做一些事情的时候，
what you are doesn't matter.
你是谁不重要，
But what you do is important.
但人说你做的才是重要的。
When you employ an employee,
当你在一个公司里面受雇，
You want him to do well.
当你请一个人，你希望他能够把事情做好。
What is his lifestyle or something that doesn't matter.
他生活的形式怎么样与你无关。
But God is very different.
但神是非常的不一样。
Because God's emphasis is not on the work itself.
因为神着重的不是工作本身。
God's emphasis is on himself.
神注重的是这个做工的人。
So you find that in service, the emphasis is not what you do, but what you are.
所以讲到侍奉的时候，重点不在于你所做的，而在于你所是的。
Unfortunately,
很可惜，
even in so-called Christian service,
就在基督徒的侍奉里面，
the emphasis is being inverted.
这个重点给调过头了。
How often in so-called Christian service, the emphasis is not on what you can do.
今天很多基督教的侍奉里面，重点是在于你能够做什么。
Your character doesn't matter.
你的性格不那么重要。
But dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
let us remember this.
让我们记得，
It is not what you can do.
不是说你能做什么。
You may be very capable.
你可能很能干。
You may have charisma.
你可能有一些魅力。
You may be very eloquent.
你可能口才很好。
You may be, have a managing power.
你可能有这个管理的能力。
The world is looking for such people.
世界是要找这样的人。
But God doesn't.
但神不要这样的人。
God wants to see who you are.
神要看你是怎样的人。
What kind of character you have?
你的性格怎么样？
Are you being characterized by the character of Christ?
你有没有基督耶稣的性情？
He wants you to be conformed to his own image.
他要你给磨成他的形象。
And only with that you are able to serve his.
你就这样，你才能够侍奉他。
And this motto follows.
那这个座右铭继续的讲。
True service is the overflow of life.
真实的工作乃真实的侍奉，乃是生命的流露。
In other words,
换句话说
，true service is not just a work.
真实的侍奉不光光是工作
，it is the outflowing of your life within.
乃是你里面生命的流露。
And of course, that life refers to Christ's life.
那当然，这个生命是讲到基督的生命。
According to the measure of that Christ life,
根据你基督生命的度量
，is the measure of your service towards God.
这才是你在神面前能有多少的侍奉。
That which is considered as service is the living out of Christ.
算得数的侍奉总是基督的活处。
You cannot separate service and life.
你不能够把侍奉跟生命分开。
Because service is life-giving.
因为侍奉乃是供应生命。
You give your life.
你供应生命。
And people receive life.
人就得着生命。
It is not your life. It is Christ's life in you.
不是你的生命，是基督的生命在你里面。
And that life is service.
那一个生命是释放。
Consecrating ourselves to God is not to work for God, but allow God to work in us.
献给神不是为神做工，乃是让神做工。
You know, that was my mistake when I was first saved.
我刚得救的时候，这是我犯的错误。
I thought that I consecrate myself to God that I may do something for him.
我就觉得我把自己献给神，我就能够为他做什么事。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Even today, I have never been to Mongolia.
直到今天，我还没有去过蒙古。
God did not allow that.
神不允许。
It is not that you are doing something for God.
不是你为神做什么。
Rather, it is.That you allow God to work in you.
乃是你让神在你里面做工。
So that's the reason why consecration is present your bodies a living sacrifice.
这是为什么说将身体献上当作活祭。
A sacrifice is something that is put on the altar.
献祭乃是把它放在祭坛上。
An ox, a sheep,
一个牛，一只羊
can work.
他们可以做工。
But when they are put on the altar,
但是把他们放在祭坛上的时候
they cannot work anymore.
他们不能够再做工了。
They were there allowing the priest.To use that knife to dissect it.
他们在那里让祭司把他们切开。
To show forth anything that is within that animal.
来打开这个寄生里面，看到它里面有什么。
To cleanse everything.
然后要洗净这一切。
And then to be burned as an incense food.To God.
然后就献给神，成为馨香的 祭物。
So that is what consecration is.
这乃是奉献。
Now how we often mistake.
多少时候我们错误的观念。
We tell people.
我们告诉别人。
If you are very musical.
如果你有音乐天才。
You have other talents.
你或者有其他的天分。
You have governing talent.
你有治理的天才。
Then offer yourself to God.
把自己献给神。
If you have musical talent,
如果你有音乐的天分，
be a musician in the church.
在教会里面做音乐的事工。
Lead the worship.
做敬拜的带领人。
If you have a government management ability,
如果你有管理的能力，
come and become an elder in the church.
在教会里面做长老啊。
Offer what you can do to God.
献上你能够为神做什么。
Do you think this is consecration?
这是奉献吗？
No.
不是。
Consecration is you lie on the altar and let Christ do anything he wants with you.
奉献乃是把自己放在祭坛上，让基督在你生命里面做他要做的事。
You will be amazed to see.
你会很惊讶地看到
how much in you will be burned off.
在您里面有多少需要被烧掉的？
You will be reduced to ashes.
你会被变成灰。
But while you are burned into ashes,
但是当你被烧成灰的时候，
Christ is formed in you.
基督就成形在你里面。
And that is the power of service.
这是侍奉的能力。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
I hope that laying that foundation, you will understand what service is really, really is.
我愿意把这样的基础跟大家讲明，你们就知道什么才是侍奉。
So may we be before the Lord.
让我们真是在主的跟前。
If these words are from Him,
这些话若是从神来的。
If these words were according to the Word of God,
如果这是根据神的话
来的。Let us take it into heart.
让我们把它放在我们心中。
And allow His Word to search us.
让他的话来检查我们。
To see whether our so-called service is real service to God.
来看到我们所谓的侍奉是不是真正的侍奉神。
If not, then we repent.
不然的话，我们应该悔改。
If it is, thank God for that.
如果我们是这样，我们为此而感谢神。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
求神怜悯我们。
Let's have prayer.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we do offer these scattered words into your hand.
主，我们把这些零碎的话献在你的跟前。
If it pleases you, Lord, use it for your glory.
若是你所悦纳的，为了你的荣耀使用这些话。
If not, we ask thy blood to cleanse it.
不合乎你的，求你的宝血来洁净。
Lord, we want to be real before thee.
主啊，我们愿意在你面前是那样的真诚。
We want to open ourselves totally to thee.
我们愿意向你完全的打开我们自己。
Search us, O Lord, and know our mind.
检查我们的心思意念。
See if there is any evil way in us.
看我们里面有什么恶行没有。
Lead us in a life everlasting.
引导我们走永生的路。
Glorify thyself in each and every one of us.
在我们每个人身上荣耀你自己的名。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。阿们。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。